Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on East End of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. Recently, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel brought policy experts and advocates together in Lansing to talk about something that is currently hitting a lot of Michigan kitchens directly, which is the ongoing uncertainty around SNAP funding. SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps more than a million people in Michigan keep food on the table. Nessel and representatives from Michigan League for Public Policy went through how recent disruptions and shifting rules are showing up in real-life scenarios for families that rely on it. Nessel had pointed out that the application and renewal process already feels overwhelming, with long forms, lots of documentation, and very personal information that has to be shared. Nessel conveyed sympathy for people who want safeguards to prevent fraud, but argued the current approach from federal leaders is not the best way to do this. At this time, you can't claim you're cracking down on fraud while also getting rid of watchdogs who are supposed to oversee big federal programs. She said that kind of mixed message only makes it harder for people who are playing by the rules and just trying to feed their families. The roundtable of state leaders, policy experts, as well as community advocates all compared notes on what they were seeing on the ground and shared stories about how these changes ripple through households, food pantries, and local budgets. Everyone is welcome to the Laker Theater Company's production of The Christmas Schooner, directed by Haley McArdle. Showtimes are Friday, November 21st, that's today, and tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., and Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 each at the door. Laker students are admitted for free. The play is a Christmas-themed show about the hauling of Christmas trees in Michigan in 1886 and will inspire the audience to relish the simple yet meaningful joys of the Christmas season. And Michigan hunters have already passed the 150,000 deer mark this fall, including more than 50,000 taken since opening weekend of the regular firearm deer season. During all deer seasons last year, hunters killed nearly 300,000 deer, according to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. As of Tuesday, 58,226 were harvested during this year's regular firearm season, which began Saturday. That total includes 42,509 bucks, according to the DNR. The DNR says 157,247 deer have been killed since the season began on September 13th, including 101,671 bucks and 55,547 does during the Liberty, Independence youth hunts and early archery season. Sanilac, Saginaw, Hillsdale, Gratiot, and Montcalm counties recorded the highest harvest so far during regular firearm season with a combined 7,825 deer, while Keweenaw, Wayne, Luce, and Baraga and Alger counties reported the lowest total so far at 403. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The tech team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The tech team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the tech team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the tech team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS tech team.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, fire and emergency management officials have reported that a minor tunnel fire near the U.S. Capitol, most likely caused by electrical faults, was contained quickly and led to no injuries or evacuations. Repairs and inspections of the tunnel are underway to ensure lawmakers and staff of their continued safety as the aging infrastructure undergoes updates. Congressional activity was largely unaffected, with only brief disruptions to routines in the area. And in our international news, a Nigerian court convicted Nnamdi Kanu, a prominent separatist leader, on 7 counts related to terrorism, and government officials say the decision shows stricter enforcement against violent agitators in the southeast. His supporters, however, feel the outcome will heighten political tensions and lead to new unrest in affected regions. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
This is Caitlin Bach, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. At Courtney Manor, we believe that long-term care and short-term rehabilitative services should feel like home. Our community offers modern amenities like a gym, a cafe, a beautiful courtyard, and even a salon to keep you feeling your best. But it's more than just our amenities. It's about the people. We treat you like family, and we're here to make you feel comfortable, supported, and cared for every step of the way. Whether you're here for rehabilitation services or long-term care, Courtney Manor is the place where you can truly feel at home. You deserve a community that values you, and at Courtney Manor, that's exactly what we do. We're not just another nursing home. We're your home, your family, and your future. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we truly are all about you.
And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th, 2025, at Harbor Beach Community Hospital. He was born January 1, 1933. He and Lorraine Kranz were united in marriage on May 22, 1954, and he celebrated 71 years together. He is survived by his wife Lorraine, his children Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Marcia, Sharon, Kevin, and Karen, and 14 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, November 24th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at Holy Apostles Parish, Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd, 2025 from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. on Monday. A rosary will be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.